message. I just feel like we're going to share some more about it. Praise God. No wonder we can celebrate this this season and this occasion. Stand with me as we look to Luke chapter 2. And much that we can glorify the Lord about and share with others of this beautiful message and wonderful truth from God's Word. Let's start with verse 25. I'll read that verse, you read verse 26 and so on through the passage, and we'll alternate reading together, all right? Luke chapter 2. Verse 25 is where I'll start. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. You read 26. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, and here's where we're going to end in verse 33. Joseph and his mother marveled. Everybody say marveled. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine all that this couple has been through already to bring marvel to their eyes and to their mind? And here, another event unfolding before them. Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Praise God. You may be seated. Some amazing changes that have already come to this young couple identified in Scripture as Joseph and Mary. Amazing events that have taken place. And no doubt, in my thinking anyway, in terms of the human experience, the human reaction, they are probably feeling somewhat overwhelmed at this point. No wonder they would marvel. The last 9 months have just been months of up and down emotional highs and lows, a roller coaster, as it were, of all the feelings that they would have from the angelic visitations and their engagement and the reaction of family and the in-laws and all of this that has taken place, the word that they received from Zacharias and Elizabeth, these older couple blessed with a young son whom they named John, and Mary hearing the words of the angel, name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Likewise, Joseph, and then the shepherds bringing words. We heard an angelic choir. We heard the announcement. We were told we would find him lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and here he is. And we heard them singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And these messages would come to them, and they would relive them in their minds over and over as they fulfilled their duties according to the law and obedience to the word of God. And here they are coming to the temple now, and this old man tottering towards them, taking the baby from Mary's arms and beginning these statements that we read together here. How incredible. How amazing. He spoke concerning baby Jesus about salvation, and immediately, perhaps, in each of their minds came the statement from the angel, he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. The salvation message being confirmed to them. He will be the light. He will be the glory of Israel. And each time each statement is made, they're feeling more and more marvel at what has taken place, what has unfolded before them. Praise God. No wonder the scripture says, Joseph And his mother Mary marveled at what they heard. Praise God. Much to marvel about in the Christmas story. The world wants to stamp out that marvel. The world wants to get rid of that wonder. The world wants to relegate this message that we rejoice in to just fairy tale and fable and something that is fake and made up. But oh, I'm thankful today we can rejoice and marvel about all that the Lord had done and brought forth before them. And indeed, they continued to marvel about the things that would unfold before them, the wise men visiting them and giving the message about the King of the Jews and his star and so on, the angel that would warn them to go to Egypt because the king wants to kill your little baby boy. And they returned to the land of Galilee after the angel told them it was okay, and Herod being passed off the scene. The snapshots of marvel that I can share with you here for a few minutes as we look at the different events that took place in the life of the Messiah and his ministry as he brought marvel to the multitudes and the power of the Lord that would be displayed. We don't know all the events that happened on their journey to Egypt, their stay there, and their return to the area of Galilee and finally settling in Nazareth. But year after year they would make the trip to Jerusalem in fulfillment of their responsibility to offer sacrifice and to give worship unto the Lord. The 12-year-old in the temple that caused much marvel. The family journeying there and then returning back and realizing as they went, he was not in the caravan, he was not with the group, and they turned then and went back to Jerusalem. And after a 3-day period and much worry and much concern, they found him in the temple talking to those who were so knowledgeable about the Word of God and the scrolls of scriptures and the promises from the Word of God and so on. Joseph and his mother didn't know where Jesus was in that three-day period, but somehow they were able to locate him in the temple where the priests were astonished at his answers and his parents were amazed likewise at what was going on. The marvel continued, praise God, as the Lord did a tremendous work. In that time, from 12 years old to 30 years old, again, we don't know what transpired. We don't know what happened. And very possibly, his father Joseph, his earthly father, would have passed on because he's not mentioned any longer. However, the miracle at the marriage in the village of Cana, where Mary, his mother, was, and Jesus being called to that place and accompanied by his disciples as they would arrive there and Mary would give them the message, they have no more wine. There's no more celebration that they could enjoy there. And she turned to the servants who were gathered dutifully around that wedding party and she told them in no uncertain terms, perhaps just a whisper, perhaps just a quiet statement, but very firmly commanding them, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Praise God. And oh, that's a command that needs to be followed today. If you want to see the miracles, if you want to behold his power and marvel at what he's able to do for you, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Praise God. As Brother Levi would share from the Word of God today, don't just be hearers of the Word, but be doers of the Word of God. Let that worship, let that marvel, let that power become yours personally as you know and witness and experience the power of God. Hallelujah. He told him, fill the water pots. And it was a long process. It wasn't just a matter of going to the spigot and turning on the faucet and hooking up the hose and all of that as we would conveniently do today. No, the visits to the well, the filling of the water pots, the journey back, dumping them in and so on until there was gallons upon gallons of water. And then the Lord told him to draw out, and oh man, they had something that was far greater than they had experienced before. In fact, the governor of the feast was commended for what he was putting forth, and those commented saying, it was common for that which is good to be dispensed to the guest at a certain time. And then after everyone has been satisfied, then you bring out perhaps a lesser quality, one that is not going to be as satisfying and so on. And that's usually the way it's done. But you've saved the best for last. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord is able to give the best first, middle, last, anywhere. Hallelujah. Our God is able to give the best as we reach out to Him and have His blessing brought forth. But just take a moment now. Just a little parenthetical thought here as we witness what Mary is saying and what Mary is doing and what Mary is going through. It's been 30 years that her reputation has been called in question. It's been 30 years that the mouths have moved in gossip about her and her pregnancy. It's been 30 years that she's watched her baby boy develop. There have been others who have been born. There are brothers and sisters that she brought into the world. But there was still that stain upon her reputation. There were still the gossipers who went about saying, "Oh, we remember her first one." Oh, yeah. There's lots of things that she was living down, as it were. And there were many questions that would come over that time. But now, praise God, here she is declaring, whatever He tells you, make sure you get it done. There were things that she marveled about all through this time. And we can rehearse the Christmas story as we have done time and time again. And she would marvel about the angelic visitation. Marvel about the one who would be born of a virgin and call His name Emmanuel. Marvel that she would be the one selected and she would give herself wholly to the plan of God. I am your handmaiden. Be it unto me according to your word. Oh, thank God that she would marvel at all the things that the Lord had done. But now she's letting it be known, you're going to marvel right along with me. You're going to see the miracles. You're going to hear the Master speak. You're going to see His power displayed. And you're going to know that my words were not a falsehood. I wasn't telling a lie. I wasn't making up some kind of story. But I want you to know He is the Messiah. He is the Master. He is the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And for the next 3 years, there was marvel after marvel, miracle after miracle, blessing after blessing that the Lord would bring forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, just a few snapshots here today. The great tempest became a great calm as Jesus was in the boat with the disciples and He fell asleep. And there were those who were so concerned that they were going to die. They were going to perish. They were going to go down. And they woke up the sleeping Savior saying, "Don't you care that we perish?" Well, yeah, He does. Yes, He does. But He's just saying, "Don't worry. All under control. Nothing going to happen to you that I can't intervene in." Praise God. Amen. He got up and He rebuked the wind and the seas, and immediately that great tempest became a great calm. And there were those who stood back and said, they marveled and they said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey Him?" Thank God that the marvel can continue today, because our God is all powerful. The healing of the paralyzed man. Matthew does not give the details that Mark and Luke give as far as the man being brought to the door and they couldn't get in. So up on the roof they went and began to dismantle that place so that they could lower him down. Matthew just says they brought him to the Lord and the Lord ministered to that man. He told him, "Be of good cheer." How can you be of good cheer when you're in the condition that he's in? When people had to carry you around, you couldn't get up and care for yourself, provide for yourself. But the Lord said, "Be of good cheer. And then he said, your sins be forgiven you. And then he said, arise. Oh, thank God that our Lord knows how to bring the marvel into our experiences. The multitude saw it, Matthew 9:8 says. They marveled. They glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord brings his healing power into our experiences. When we have no answers, we have nowhere to turn. We've checked out everything. We've gone every route, but our God brings forth his power. A man who could not speak because he was possessed of a devil was brought before the Lord. Jesus cast the demon out, and the man began to speak. And the Bible says the multitudes marveled, saying it was never so seen in Israel. Nobody had ever been delivered like this. Nobody had ever been healed like this. Nobody had ever had the power of God displayed on their behalf like this before. And they marveled. Praise God. The Master gave much to marvel in at his ministry. The knowledge of the Word, because he is the Word made flesh. Amen. Accelerating a natural process in making wine for the wedding. Power over the weather. Healing the paralyzed. Satan's power stopped. Our God knows how to display his marvelous power. But it doesn't stop there. Praise God. It didn't end with the crucifixion as we studied about today in our Bible lesson. Praise God. After the resurrection, it continued right on because God would show his marvelous power. Now, he had talked about the Spirit, the outpouring. He said, be born of the water and the Spirit. The water that I give will be in him, and a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. He told about these aspects of the Spirit of God. But it seems like after his resurrection, he emphasized it even more. Almost as many times after his resurrection, those 40 days that he was with the disciples, he told them about the coming Spirit of God. Now, certainly, there were many, many times that he spoke in, for example, John 14:15-17, or 16, those three chapters, he spoke time and again of the Spirit of Truth. He promised again the Comforter that would come. Many, many times he made reference to the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, but here he is speaking of it time and time again after his resurrection. He breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He told them that they would be in endued with power from on high. He said, wait for the promise of the Father that I'm going to send to you. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Praise God. Oh, yes, he emphasized it. Just like the scripture talks about Simeon, and three times the Spirit is mentioned about him. Oh, that there would be people today that would walk in the power of the Spirit. That there would be people today who would be directed by the Spirit of God. And I can't help but wonder if there is somebody alive today who has been told by the Holy Ghost, you're not going to die, but you're going to go in the rapture. You're going to be alive when the Spirit comes. Oh, hallelujah. When the Lord comes for his church, thank God, there's going to be a great resurrection. Somebody today may be alive who has been told they're going to see it happen, just like Simeon was told, you're going to see the Messiah. Oh, God, let there be that coming. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Take us out of this place into that heavenly home where we again can marvel about all that you've done, all you provided, all that you would bless us with. Praise God. Oh, yes, the prophecy and the promise were fulfilled. The disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They already had great joy in the promise, great joy in the marvels that they had seen, great joy in the promise that God had given. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Praise God. It's been 33 years now, and now her son has ascended up on high. Praise God, and the promise of the Spirit is going to come back. And she said, I want to be there. I've seen so many marvelous things. I've experienced so much that is marvelous, but I want his spirit within. Praise God. And just as Sister Glover pointed out, as she was getting ready to sing, that how the Lord was in the womb of Mary. But now as she receives the spirit of Jesus Christ, Jesus is back in her body again. Thank God for the power of the Lord that would be displayed. They prayed and they praised in the upper room for about a week or more, 120 of them all together, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm thankful the word of God is fulfilled. I'm thankful the marvel continues. I'm thankful the Lord continues to pour out his Spirit. Amen. Amen. Just as the word of God promised in the book of Joel, his Spirit was poured out. They spoke in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. The people around them heard and understood what was being said. In Acts 2 and 7 says they were all amazed and they marveled. They marveled. Oh, how incredible that the Spirit of God can come in and abide within us, and the supernatural sign would be we speak in another language that we don't know, because God speaks through us to let the devil and everybody else know, this is my child. I have come to dwell within their hearts. Praise God. I promised the disciples, it's with you and it shall be in you. Praise God. The Lord had said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And the disciples rejoiced in that promise. They lived the fulfillment of what the word of God said. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the marvels just went right on. The lame man, 40 years old plus, never walked a step in his life. And Peter declaring to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Immediately his ankle bones received strength. He jumped up and was leaping and walking and praising God. Oh, I'm thankful for the power of the Lord to be displayed in that way. And then the authorities arrested the apostles. No celebration. No parade, no headlines. They arrested him. They put him in custody. And here's Annas and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and kindred of the high priest. Didn't we read about them just a little bit ago? Weren't they the ones who were condemning Jesus? Weren't they the ones who sent him to Pilate to be condemned and executed by the Roman authorities? And now they have a revival church to deal with from a resurrected Lord. Praise God. It's not just one now, but there's thousands. Praise God. Thousands who have been filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. 3,000 that the Bible says. And even after the arrest, you can read about it there in the book of Acts. Even after they were arrested, 5,000 more believed. Hallelujah. The power of God was going forth. The marvel was continuing and God was showing forth his power. Peter declared the name for salvation. Peter, Acts 4 and 8 says, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It didn't drain out. It wasn't intimidated out of him. It wasn't scared out of him. No, he's filled with the Holy Ghost, and he stands before that group of people who had condemned the Lord to death. And he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Thank God the name of Jesus is a privilege to call upon. The name of Jesus is a blessing that we can receive. The name of Jesus is a must in salvation. Thank God we can be baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. and have that name of salvation applied to us. Amen. And know the marvel of it all. Hallelujah. Brother David talked about how light he felt when he came out of the water. How good he felt being baptized in the name of Jesus. Thank God. There was no reflection and no putting down the baptism that he had done before. No, in no way. But we're adding the name of salvation and understanding how great the marvel is of the things of God and the blessing that he would bring to us. Hallelujah. And they looked at Peter and John. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. They said, these guys are ignorant and unlearned. But they marveled. The Bible says they marveled. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. They acknowledged that a notable miracle had been done. Because the man was standing there with them. The man who had been healed. The man that everybody knew. The man that they had seen for 4 decades. And standing there. And they had to agree, that's a notable miracle. How many miracles had they seen? Only the ones Jesus had done in the last 3 years. And every one of them is notable. Every one of them is marvelous. Every one of them is incredible. Thank God. That's the only kind of miracle our God knows how to do. It's notable. It's marvelous. It's powerful. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. And it's what God desires to do in our midst. But now here's the key. Here's the key. Here's what I wanted you to understand. The key is they had been with Jesus. Amen. They had been with Jesus. Just as Mary and Joseph carrying their little baby just for a few weeks now, and they're marveling. And they continued marveling at all he had done because they were with Jesus. These disciples had been with Jesus, the resurrected Lord. That Thomas saw his hands and his feet. And they walked with him on the road to Emmaus, and they heard him teach from the scriptures. What an incredible Bible study they enjoyed down that trip. They sat down and ate fish with him. They had been with Jesus, and they saw him ascend up into heaven. But the power of his Spirit came back to fill them with his power. Amen. Oh yes, that's the key. They had been with Jesus. And Mark 16 and 20 says, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. That's what the Lord wants to do with you. He wants to work with you as you go and proclaim the message, as you go and share the marvel, as you let others know how great his miracles are. As he's provided healing for you, he's blessed you, he's delivered you, he's saved you, he's strengthened you. Praise God. The key is stay with Jesus. Amen. See, that's the message that Paul gave to the Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatians, he said. How would you like to be greeted like that? Oh, foolish Sterlingites. No, I'm not going to be foolish and forget the power of the Spirit and try to be perfect by the flesh. No. That's what the Lord directed the Apostle Paul to say. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? No. I'm going to stay with the Spirit. That's where the marvel is. Amen. Thank God we have a marvelous building and a marvelous program, a marvelous Sunday school, a marvelous youth group that's up being blessed tremendously now at Holiday Youth Committee. All of those marvelous things, but the real marvel is the Spirit. His power. His blessings. Praise God. We're not made perfect by the flesh, no matter how much we fast, no matter how much we pray. Fasting and praying is good. That's important. We're going to do that next month. Amen. We're going to involve ourselves in a worldwide program of fasting and prayer and seeing the hand of God at work in 2014. Thank God. That's the plan that God desires, I think, for the church. But no matter how much we do, we're not going to be made perfect in ourselves. No, it's His Spirit. The marvel of His Spirit. I can't wander off from the Word. No, I can't wander away from the Word of God. I've got to stay with the one who is wonderful. Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. That's the child that was born. That's the son that was given. Thank God. And we rejoice in him today. Oh, I'm not going to wander off. I'm going to stay with the one who is wonderful. The one who says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, that's the key. I've got to open the door. I can leave it shut and say, oh my, the Lord is right outside my door. Look at that, the Lord is knocking. Ah, that's incredible. I wonder how many other places he's been to. Oh, I must be special. He's right here at my door. Now open the door. Open the door. Let him come in and sup with you and you with him. It's a two-way street, praise God. The Lord brings his blessings unto you and you provide your worship and your praise unto him. Thank God that we can have that fellowship. Thank God that we can know that power. Thank God that we can have the marvelous things that God wants to unfold in our lives day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, until he comes again. Stand with me today. Praise God. Oh, yes. So much to marvel about. Hallelujah. But that's the key, friend, is to stay with Jesus. We rejoice in the story of, like, Joseph, and we read over and over, the Lord was with him. Amen. David, the Lord was with him. And all the different ones that we find in the scripture where the Lord was with them. What about us? What about me? What about you? Praise God. I want to stay with him. Amen. Not so that others can just marvel about us and marvel about the different events and so on that are going on. No, we want them to marvel at him. How great he is. How powerful he is. How wonderful he is. Praise God. And how he is able to minister. Oh, what a great God we serve today. Praise God. Let's just raise our hands and worship him here for a moment. Thank you.